This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Only touchdown last night for our guy Hunter Henry.
Yes, if you bet first touchdown, last touchdown, anytime touchdown, Hunter Henry is the play.
My buddies were on it last night.
First touchdown.
Yeah,
I
didn't get in on it.
Sad.
I listened to our guest Taylor Kyles, who talked me into a Rondae Gadsden. That one almost hit, by the way. I took over on receptions and yards. There was a late flurry there. So I was on a Rondae Gadsden last night. Didn't go great. But my buddy said Hunter Henry first touchdown, Keith. And that's a late first touchdown to hit.
Really?
I wasn't even like on my radar.
Fourth quarter?
Was not even on my radar for the first
touchdown. That's pretty wild. I mean, you almost were the no touchdown bet. Rare.
Ooh,
good juice on a no touchdown
bet. That would have been a good bet. Or close to one, anyways. So anyway, if you missed any Hunter Henry earlier today, it's on the Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature.
They were both good today.
They were both great.
Yep.
And, you know, Christian Ellis wasn't shooting down, then he might be the fastest linebacker in the NFL.
Might be. That's what they were saying on the broadcast last night.
He's never played with a faster linebacker.
No, he has not.
He also revealed quite a bit when it came to Will Campbell.
Yeah, I think he said too much.
These weatherman meetings.
Okay, I appreciate you guys.
He's like,
get me out of here.
There's no line he won't cross, and he's very comfortable.
Yeah, Christian.
So use your imagination.
Christian Ellis, in the games where he's like, his answers after blowing up Jackson Dart earlier this year was great. Yeah. And then this one today was pretty strong, too.
Yeah.
Christian Ellis.
But that whole defense was just flying last night.
Defense was great.
Yeah.
And some of that has to do with the opponent on the other side, meaning the Chargers' O-line is a weak group, and they have a ton of injuries. But
but this isn't like...
I didn't expect that. I expected the Patriots to win that matchup and dominate with their D-line,
D-line.
Barmore, who absolutely blew that play up on the Herbert fumble. Milton Williams had a couple of sacks. Like, I'm not surprised those two guys dominated. I didn't think they'd hold them to 3 points and the Chargers would basically do nothing all night. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I'm not saying they shut down the greatest show on turf, but this also isn't... Remember a few years ago when Brock Purdy was hurt and it was like Josh Johnson and like the skeleton crew of the Niners? And you're like, this isn't even a playoff team. Like, that wasn't that.
No.
It was still Herbert and McConkey and even Keenan Allen and, you know, Quentin Johnston, who had 8 touchdowns this year. So... it was still like they took advantage of any weakness they had, and they have some, but they just absolutely dominated. I mean, the Chargers had the ball. Any NFL offense that has the ball first and 10 on the 10, you think they might score.
Yep.
And they didn't.
No.
And so, I don't know. I was very impressed by the defense.
So, defense was great. Drake May, not at his best last night, especially in the first half. We said this a couple of different times. He was 6 for 15, 40% completion percentage was his worst in any half this year. But then he locked in half number two to a degree. I mean, he still had a fumble in the second half. He had another fumble that the Patriots recovered. He's lucky that Jared Wilson was able to get it after getting beat, because otherwise you're looking at maybe like a scoop and score going the other way. May in the second half, though, as a passer, 11 out of 14, 173, one touchdown, which you heard to Hunter Henry, and a 142 passer rating last night. What'd you think of May?
I thought it was a little touch and go there in the first half, and then came up with some big plays in the second. And obviously turning it over a couple of times, not ideal. You know, we circle all the way back to that Pittsburgh game. One of the reasons why they lost that Pittsburgh game, he and Ramondre Stevenson were just turning it over. But some of the big runs that he had, I mean, two monster runs to pick up first downs, you know, where they're setting up field goals, and then the touchdown, which sort of put the game away. So this was sort of one of those where, you know what, you got to kind of, in a way, got away with not having a great game for your first playoff appearance, right? Like, I'm sure Justin Herbert or some of these other guys that have been in the playoffs and have lost would have loved for their defense to only give up 3 points, and they could still find their way to emerge as a win. You know, we've seen so many great games this season from May, which is why we both think he should be the MVP. This wasn't one of them, and yet when you're kind of playing to the scoreboard, playing to like the atmosphere and everything else that was there, he sort of he like passed the test, but I wouldn't give him like an A or anything.
No, me either. And, you know, I'm happy the Patriots don't listen to everybody who didn't want him to run, because his legs made a difference in that game last night, especially when he wasn't throwing it great in that first half. Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Monday. That's also on the Odyssey app. You can give it a listen. And he's brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. At Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local member DIF FDIC. Vrabel had a quick exchange with Greg on Drake May and his ability or lack thereof last night to take care of the football.
He is so good when it comes to that, to scrambling out of there. Are there times, though, where he needs to just take a sack and not try to make something happen because of a potential turnover?
Well, I don't know about just taking a sack, but again, reserving the right to punt when we don't have it and the game would dictate that. But there's, you know, again, there's going to be bodies around you, and I think we have to, you know, we've transferred up into the pocket. We've been strong with the ball before, and so we'll have to, you know, continue to do those things as we, you know, play here this week here in January. I'm sure the conditions are going to be probably pretty similar. We'll see what happens on Sunday.
So, you know, I think the O-line struggled last night, specifically Campbell and Jared Wilson on the left side, rookies in their first playoff game, both coming back from injuries.
Yeah.
You know, Campbell was back a week ago, Wilson back for the first time last night. So it's not all on May, but that play, the fumble specifically, meaning the first one that he actually lost, not the one that Wilson recovered. That's one where the sack is on Will Campbell. He got beat.
Mm-hmm.
But the looseness with ball security there, that's 100%.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On Drake May, he's trying to make a play that isn't there.
He was like trying to keep that play alive, and it seemed like it was dead, and it almost felt like it was happening in slow motion, because like as it was going, you're like, what are you doing? Like, put that one away.
Eat it.
Like, live to play another down. And that's something that I think he had sort of gotten out of his system for the most part this year, because last year, there was, you know, his rookie year, there were some good moments, some highlight moments, and then there were also some kind of pesky turnovers where you're like, all right, that's sort of a rookie quarterback making a rookie mistake. And one of the really impressive things about him this year was he's still super young, doesn't have a ton of experience, and after the Pittsburgh game, seemed like for the most part, it had kind of gotten that out of his system. And then you see that play last night, you're like, all right, that's rough. Like, that one you shouldn't have.
No, and the irony is we're all like, we want Pittsburgh, even though that was the last time Drake really looked like that. Yep. And they're one of the teams that came here and beat the Patriots this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I would rather face Pittsburgh than Houston. We can get back into that coming up. How concerned should we be about Campbell and Wilson and the O-line, their inability to protect May last night?
A bit. I think you have to be, right? Like, so I'm going to look at last night's game as I'm going to use that as a lot of evidence going forward, and I'm going to use it positively to say that the defense was really, really good, and I expect this defense can be really, really good throughout the rest of the playoffs. Flip side of that would be those guys on the left side of the offensive line, and you know, maybe they'll be a week healthier. Who knows? Maybe they'll be a little bit more comfortable. Maybe it was the playoff intensity. I don't know, but I don't know how you aren't a little concerned about that, because Will Campbell just kept getting pushed back, pushed back. And then Jared Wilson seemed like he wasn't even getting his hands on people at times.
Right.
and you're like, all right, that's a really tough combination. And you know, whether it's Houston or Pittsburgh, they have guys that are just as good, if not better, than what the Chargers have. So, yeah, I would think that would be maybe my biggest concern going into the next game.
This, to me, is the issue. And, like, Will Campbell, I think, has been a good pick, and he should stay at tackle. Like, I'm not one of these, you know, we played a clip from Bedard a month or so ago. He's like, boy, he could kick inside and be Joe Tooney if he's a guard. I'm not sure he's a tackle long term. I think he's a tackle. I'd rather have a good tackle than a great guard, and I think he's that. But I do think his lack of arm length may show up in some of these type of matchups where you're really going against the best of the best. I don't know that Khalil Mack is still, like, totally on top of his game, but he was dog-walking Campbell around last night. Obviously, he was exposed by Myles Garrett earlier this year, who racks up sacks against everybody, but his best game all year came against Will Campbell, and I don't think it's going to get any easier against Danielle Hunter and Will Manderson or T.J. Watt and Nate Herbig, who already ate him alive earlier this year. So that, to me, is the issue, and I am concerned about it. Here's Drake May, though, behind that offensive line after the game last night on what was a bit of an off night, certainly by Drake's standards.
You said you didn't throw it very well tonight. Anything that contributed to that?
Just got to be better with, you know, whether it's accuracy or ball placement or little things or making decisions faster and held onto the ball a little bit tonight. So finally got one in the end zone, but you know, I missed hoop on a touchdown. Had some other guys that I feel like I missed pop on a third down low, and just it wasn't my best tonight. But hey, you know, that's why you have teammates, and those guys picked me up, and never lost confidence. Was still slinging it around, and Kayshawn makes some big plays. Came back to the ball twice on some big plays, and everybody's got, you know, that's the thing about us, we spread it around and can do a lot of things.
So that sequence right there, he mentioned he missed Hooper for a would-be touchdown.
Yeah,
That was a bad throw.
That was.
And it came.
Even Collinsworth was like, that's not
there?
Good.
No.
Like, you're so used to seeing this guy have great accuracy.
And it came right when it seemed like May was really locking in.
Right.
You mentioned the Hunter Henry play earlier, 19 yards on 3rd and 13. Absolutely ripped that throw.
That was also like the game. That was one of the handful of biggest plays in the game, I feel like, because of where they were on the field. They're on their own 12-yard line.
Way back in their own end. They're only leading 6-3 at that point. Now, they had to settle for a field goal because May missed Hooper. That really could have put the game away. But 19 yards to Henry on 3rd and 13, and then I think it was the next play to Booty for 42 yards. They're in business. So it felt like May was just about to lock in, and then he missed that throw. Can you get away with that against the Houston Texans and the Pittsburgh Steelers? They couldn't earlier this year against Pittsburgh, and I don't feel great about that against Houston. So this might be kind of your one little get-out-of-jail-free card. Defense bailed you out, but May's going to need to be better next week.
Yeah, May's going to have to definitely be better because I don't think they're going to allow only 3 points to the next team or maybe even 10. Like, the Patriots' defense can have a great game and hold Houston to 17, let's say. Like, you're going to have to score probably more than 16 points in most of these games. I mean, everybody else this weekend that won certainly did.
Yeah, it's true. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls coming up. I see some of you hanging out on Alex Bregman. Feel free to talk about that. We'll get back to the Patriots as well. Plus, at least one member of the Patriots would disagree with Christian Ellis. Didn't think the stadium was very loud last night. Let's get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.